Welcome
to Mumversations.
Hey,
we're back again in the house, bitches.
We've got a giggle today, and that's because we've not seen each other in a while.
We haven't, because where have you been?
I have been to Dubai. I'm feeling refreshed.
Oh yeah, I bet. The greatest place on earth. We probably have a bit of a guilty pleasure with Dubai, don't we? It's been like
we don't prob. We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, we do. There's no probably about it.
We love Dubai.
We do.
We love Dubai.
Which is very like, probably people are like, oh yeah, yeah, Dubai, Dubai. But there's something just so lovely about it. So I'm not surprised that you just feel.
Love it.
Yeah.
It was bloody boiling.
It is August.
I know. I said no that to wonder. Scott when we booked it, but it was for his birthday. Scott has birthday month. No, birthday day, birthday week, birthday month. Yeah. It goes on for the whole of August,
yeah,
doesn't it?
He likes to remind us,
yeah,
probably back in January, July.
January.
Yeah, by the way, guys, it's my birthday on the 18th of August.
Yeah,
cheers.
But it's my birthday month. So that's why we went to Dubai, but we had such a great time and I got my teeth done.
Yeah, have you guys noticed the blinding white on the camera?
Ding, ding, ding. If I'm smiling more this time, that's why.
Oh, well, honestly, they look insane.
Don't they?
Very, very good.
I was really worried they weren't going to look good, but I don't know. I wasn't really worried they weren't going to look good, but I didn't want to look like a horse. And Scott keeps telling me I look like a horse, but I don't.
Well, listen, the only reason why we take the mick out of Scott and Declan is because, yes, they do have turkey teeth, as we mentioned in the first episode.
Yeah.
And it does require shaving, as everyone knows. Yeah. So I made a joke and said he's only jealous because in reality, they look like sharks underneath there.
Whereas
no disrespect.
Aren't. She didn't shave my teeth.
No shaving.
She just stuck it.
No pain.
No pain.
Just beauty redefined in your mouth. Yeah.
And do you know what? This is why I love Dubai, because it's like attention to detail, absolutely everything. Like the guy said to me, if at any point you feel any pain, just lift your hand up.
Oh, that's so good.
And he would do it. He was polishing my teeth and he'd polish and he'd keep stopping going, any pain? Like constantly checking. I felt so safe there. It was just amazing. So if anyone wants their teeth done, Dubai is your place.
Yes. And Lily can put the link of the lady because
she's
insane.
So good.
Yeah. And the thing like with dentists in the UK, I feel like instead is like, I feel like when I'm in the dentist in the UK, my mouth's open and I'm sort of going, like as if like I've got to go, my mouth's hurting. My mouth's hurting. Do you know how many times I've sat there and I've literally had my mouth open the whole time and I'm thinking like I need to swallow at this point and I have to make these awful sounds and I'm like, do I need to do that sound again to make you get out of my mouth to give me some like,
yeah, that doesn't happen in Dubai,
breathing space.
They like, do not violate you like that in
if
Dubai.
You raise your hand up in the dentist, you'd probably be like, what are you doing? Like here, I mean, I hate the dentist.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, it's probably my worst thing to go to.
No,
check your teeth,
I'd go all day, every day in Dubai. Like, genuinely, just with everything, I just feel like they're so extra. And if you haven't been, go, because then you get it. Because my mum's always like, oh, Dubai, it's so flashy, I don't want to go. And I was like, you know, you've never been.
No, and I feel like a lot of, like, our parents' generation are like that. But then, like, my dad has quite a few friends that actually live in Dubai or like relocated to Dubai. And he was like, to be.
Did you see that? I just hit it with my elbow. Sorry.
Flinging the microphone back. And he said, he was like, to be fair, none of them have ever come back. You got me the giggles now. None of them have ever come back and said anything negative.
No.
Like they've never come back and said, you know, we don't enjoy it or it's not really for our age group. Now I'm hitting the fucking microphone. They're not really for our age group or anything. Like there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think for me, the biggest thing for me as a woman is like,
safety.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a taxi on your own. I would never do that.
Yeah. I got for my first appointment from the mall. It was like meant to be a 10-minute trip, but because the traffic in Dubai is mental at like 5 o'clock, my appointment was just after 5. It took like 45 minutes, did not feel unsafe once. And then for the actual appointment, it was 45 minutes from our hotel. And the guy, they're so nice.
So nice.
I can't explain it. But yeah, that's why I look different.
She looks different and we're a bit giddy because I haven't seen each other in like 10 days.
I know.
But we are back, I think. Last week,
yes,
we would have delivered you a lovely episode about our favourite products, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And products that we felt like maybe were a bit of a waste of money or something that we felt were not fit for purpose in the end.
Yeah.
And this is to help any mums who are like, what the fuck do I buy? Especially when you're having a first baby.
Yeah.
Because you, like, your mind is literally like, I don't know what I'm supposed to get.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, do you remember how many times I used to message you throughout pregnancy going, what do you mean I need to get that? What is that?
Yeah.
Like, hold on. What? Like, and I used to, it used to throw me. Yeah. And I used to feel like, I don't know what I'm meant to be getting right now. What is the right thing? You know, I said to Declan the other day, I was scrolling through that website, like the natural baby shower, because they're sale, you know, toddlers.
Yeah.
And you're scrolling through, and I was like, the amount of baby products there is, amazing. But how do you even know where to start?
No.
Like, there is so much choice. You know, when you feel like, you know, when you go to like a restaurant and you're looking for a menu.
A big menu.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
In Dubai. It's like a fucking book.
Yeah.
You're reading through and you're like, oh, maybe I'll have that. Oh, no, maybe I'll have this. Oh, no, maybe I'll have that. Don't know. Then you pick it. You see someone else's table and you're like, should I have that?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. That's exactly it. You get something and then you're like, oh, this is a cool toy. And then you see your friend who's got one. You're like, oh, I want to get that now. That's what I thought with that. Remember the teething ball thing? What was it called?
Yeah.
And we went to the beach and Lila had one. I was like, I need to get that for Nelly.
Yeah.
Genius.
It was like a it's like
Rubik's
a twisty,
cube or something.
Yeah, it's like a twisty. It's like a twisty ball. And then it has all these little teething, like spike teething.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. It was genius because when you have a baby that's teething, obviously when they're like really little, I think, because obviously hand-eye coordination's not quite there. If you've got something that's just kind of like one piece, they have to try and get it in their mouth, right?
Yeah, you'd put the gel on the end. That was bloody genius. But what Sophie was going to say at the start was, you could have had this episode, but we didn't turn the microphones on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's happened to us twice now. So we've checked and they're on.
They're on. So hopefully you'll be receiving this next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is exactly like I went back to saying, when you're in a restaurant, it's like you see other people with products and all of a sudden you're like, why didn't I get that?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have got that instead. Yeah. So we want to do this episode to hope that this will kind of help you to, one, feel like, please don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
Or put pressure on yourself, actually, to feel like you've got to have everything and you've got to spend this fortune.
No.
And like, where am I going to pull this money from to buy this for my child? If they've got shelter, love and... you know, the food, exactly, happy as anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wish I went by that a little bit more. Mm. And I think we'll also talk around, obviously, how we feel like there's certain aspects, it for me specifically as well, from social media where I always felt like, oh, I need to be on top of that.
Yeah.
I need to have that done. I need to have done her nursery.
For
FYI.
What? She's never been in it.
No. She's 17 months old.
Nelly's the same. Nelly's as itchy like a dumping ground.
Yeah. For clothes. I took Lila's cot down and now she's got my spare room double bed. Maybe controversial for some, she's 17 months, but it's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I've put a double bed up. I need to get the two bed guards on it. And this will be like the transition eventually into her own room. She's still in my room.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it is different for everyone. And I think you do get that pressure around, what's the nursery going to be like?
Yeah.
Have you got the nursery done? It's like,
we're
not going in it for 8 months.
No, in Sweden, they literally put them, I don't know if it's Sweden, but they put them asleep in chest of drawers. Yeah. They do. They put like bedding in it. Like, you don't need your thingy up, the cot up. But remember when you went to the John Lewis appointment, I'd been already because Nelly was born a couple of weeks before Lila. But then you went for yours and you were so overwhelmed, weren't you, by the lady, and just, she was like, what do you want? And you're like, I don't know, that's what I thought the appointment was for. You tell me, what do I need?
I cried. I think I came out of it and I called you. I was so upset because I sort of felt like, I thought the idea of a baby appointment is that you're the specialist in this, so you're going to help me as a new mum understand what would potentially be the best products for having a baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was the way she sort of put me on the spot and I felt really embarrassed. Like, I was like, I don't know.
No.
The only thing I knew was that I had this lovely dream when I was younger and I used to see mums with like the eye candy pram and something just drew me to it. And I was like, I'd love to have that buggy when I have a baby.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be able to get that buggy. Fine. Like, do you know what I mean? I saved my ass when I got it. But even looking back now, like, and I remember trying it in the shop, and she was like, do you want to try it? Do you want to do the up and down, fold this, blah, blah, this? And I was doing it, and I literally felt so flustered. I don't really feel like I actually tried it out properly. I just think I was like, okay, yeah, fine, yeah, whatever, I know how to do it.
I felt so flustered.
And I'm sweating, and it's like, if anyone knows Cambridge John Lewis, it's like the fucking basement, the kids' bit. So you're sweating. Yeah. And I was like, I just need to get out of here. And actually, looking back now, I'd wish I'd done my research more. I do like it, but there's also a lot of things that I think you spend a lot of money. And I think there's an aspect of it where some things you do need to invest in because you have it for quite a long period of time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all of these, like, you know, brands and things like that, they still come with their issues. Like,
oh, 100%.
Don't they? And and this is my point, when there's so much choice or something bloody new comes out. Like, I got the eye candy, and then literally within 3 months, they're this lovely new colour. Then they bought one that's like all terrain. So the wheels were like huge on all sides. So it could help because it's a nightmare, like in winter and stuff. So, yeah, I think my whole point around that is that I think you get to a point of just feeling like, what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I need. I don't know what I'm looking at. I turn to, you know, my friends. I remember so many times I said to you, like, what do you mean I need to get that? Okay, yeah, I'll get that. Yeah. Well, where do you get that from? Because I just genuinely didn't know. So with that appointment, I didn't feel like I got out of it what I needed. So I ended up just kind of going with stuff based on what I felt like, okay, that's it, yeah, find that.
Yeah. Do you know what I think it was for us as well? Because although I know I just said I went before you, but I think it was only like a couple of weeks, because I was due in the January, you were due in the March.
Yeah.
And Black Friday was coming up.
Yeah.
So we felt pressured to be there and get our order in on that day because we wanted the Black Friday deals and discounts, and we wanted the percentage off that you get for the appointment. So maybe advice would be that go for a couple appointments.
100%.
So you're not pressured to think, crap, my order needs to be in by tonight so we get our Black Friday discounts.
Absolutely. And also, I do think a lot of people really make you feel like, what, you're going for an appointment already at like 16 weeks pregnant?
Yeah.
It's like, just go. Whenever you feel ready to go, go.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you need to get it. Just go have a look.
Exactly. Like, I don't think any time. Now I look back, like, I was so conscious about, okay, I won't buy anything till this point, and then I won't go for this appointment till this, and I won't do this till this. And actually, I'm like, where am I getting that from? It's like when people say, like, oh, you shouldn't really announce it till 12 weeks. But who said, though?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, who actually said that? Because I think it's just up to you. Whenever you feel ready to tell someone you're having a baby, the same as whenever you feel ready to go and explore products, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you want to go and do it, because I felt that pressure as well. And so then I think when you get to a certain point and then you're looking, scrambling around for products, and you're like, oh my God, I'm 20-something weeks now and I need X, Y, and Z, and I don't know. If you just actually prolonged it for your pregnancy, like you said, went for a couple of appointments, go and try out some buggies and stuff, come back to it. Then,
or because neither of us went to one of these, so if you're listening and you have been to one and you think they're great, let us know. Yeah. Just message us. But the baby shows,
yes,
because we never went to one. Like, they do them in Birmingham in the NEC, they do them in London. That's one thing we didn't go to, so maybe just try and go to as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely.
And try things out. The John Lewis in Cambridge hardly stock any buggies. Remember, where did we go? We went to Milton Keynes, didn't we?
Yes.
And then they had a few different ones, whereas the stock that they hold in certain shops might not be...
Very limited.
Exactly that.
Very limited.
So maybe just go and start looking when you want.
Yeah. And then...
Try it all out.
Mm. And then for us, it was like, oh, if you want to try... I'm going to burp. It's the Coke from earlier.
Are you sure?
Yeah, guys, I'm definitely not pregnant.
If you watched our first episode.
Yeah, so you'll know why the burping. I remember she said to us, yeah, well, if you want to try most of the buggies, we hold most of the stock at Oxford Street. I thought,
why am I here then?
Bitch, you think I'm going to go to Oxford Street?
I'm pregnant.
Right now, just to go and look at, no. And like, I think the good thing with the baby shows, you mentioned it actually, they have like the... They do like different terrains to actually be able to try the buggies. Like, you know, like going over like a hill.
So like if you live in the city, you would buy a different buggy to someone who lives in the countryside.
Exactly. And we do. We do live in the sticks.
Yeah.
And so for me, like, there's quite a lot of things that I think, man, that definitely could have been better.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? But and it also, now, you know what blows my mind now as well is when you're finding all these products and stuff and then you get to the point and you go, oh, they're like 7 months now, we're going on holiday, now I need to buy a stroller because I can't take the eye candy on holiday.
No.
And you think, and then you read in the stroller, oh, they're suitable from birth if they lay flat. You're like, you're telling me I could have spent 200 quid rather than like £2,000 or whatever it is for all of it. It's absolutely absurd.
We were in the lift in the airport in Dubai, not yesterday, before, and this woman, hats off to her, by the way, she had a child that's probably Nelly's age, 18 months, and she had a newborn. Nelly was like, baby, because Lila and Nelly are obsessed with babies.
Yes.
But the newborn was laying flat in the stroller, and in my head, I just thought, look how easy that is.
Yeah.
But so
it,
easy.
It is, but it is very much, and I feel it, very much this pressure around social media, because you see these people with like the most beautiful nurseries and this is beautiful and they're pram and everything's so perfect.
That they've probably been gifted
or PR, all these PR packages you get, like all this free stuff for babies. And I just think to myself, that's just not realistic though.
No.
But I think if you then just feel a pressure to be like, I need to have all of this stuff, I need to be stocked up, I need to do this. So yeah, my baby appointment was a disaster, and that actually made me feel more nervous than even before going about, you know, what to buy, etc. So I think from that point, definitely, like me and Lily said, I would 100% just take your time and do it whenever you want to do it.
100%.
Yeah.
And you can order your pram and they don't deliver it until whatever date you choose.
Mm. Oh, 100%. Exactly. I remember people used to say to me, well, you can't have the pram in the house, not before a certain thing. And I think, stop preempting that something bad's going to happen to my baby if I put the fucking pram up like five weeks before she's due to be here. Like, just piss off.
Go away.
Do you know what I mean? Let me enjoy the fact that I'm walking around the kitchen with no baby in there yet, imagining what it's going to be like. Just do whatever you want.
Remember when your eye candy came and you were like, you know, we had to put this together ourselves. Like, you had to zip everything up. And
that was nearly a breakup situation.
Oh, yeah.
That was, you know what? That was nearly as stressful as putting up the fucking cot. And let me tell you, this cot from Mamas and Papas, you'd have thought you pulled it out of a flat pack of IKEA. Sorry, IKEA, your stuff is great, but some of it is flimsy as shite.
Yeah.
And the holes aren't big enough. And, you know, the thing doesn't latch and it starts just spinning round. If me and Decca are engaged, but not married, but if we were married, it'd have been nearly a divorce on the cards after that. We were absolutely fuming with each other, all because it was like, this is not working. That's not the right way to do it. This is not happening. And it was the biggest stress of my life. I think Deck had actually, and Declan is not like build a background or anything, by the way, but he's actually quite good at the minute. But he like had to drill like this separate hole to actually make it work. I was fuming. I was like, I'm going to
spend all this money.
Yeah, I'm going to get on to Mamas and Papas. I was like, I'm going to ring them and say, you charge this much money and yet there's like one of the holes isn't even fit for purpose to put this cot up. It's insanity. And then, yeah, the eye candy, you have to, you build the bassinet. Oh my God, I can't even think about it. You build the bassinet yourself and then, like, shock horror, it gets worse. Then when you want to change it into this seat, I thought, oh, the seat's in the box. It's in the loft. No.
That is a seat, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to change it up and put the material thing.
All that money.
And actually, all that money and the canopy bit that comes over, you have to thread through yourself. Mine is actually ripped from the day we got it because it was that hard to latch it in. Yeah. So.
And you would have never known this when you went and got your buggy, when you went to do the appointment. No. She was more interested in how to embarrass you because you didn't know how to put the buggy up. Exactly. When you've never touched the buggy in your life.
No. And takes me back to when we spoke about that in the episode when I said we went to Aldi for the first time. Lila was 6 days old and I forgot completely
how to do it
anyway. And I actually rang John Lewis and was like, there's a problem with the eye candy. It's shit. I can't put it up. Da, 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 da. And then I felt so embarrassed because then one day I realised how easy it was when I started getting used to it.
But it just takes exactly that.
Yeah. But at the start I was like,
pressure. Like, what? I'm pregnant, so I automatically need to know how to put up this eye candy when actually every single buggy goes up and down different, doesn't it?
Literally, except for most strollers where you just
they're easy.
Fling them to the floor.
Even the, what are they called in the reception in Dubai where you come in the taxi and they open your door for you? Concierge.
Yeah.
We were getting in the taxi and the guy was like, let me just put your buggy down for you. And in my head, I was thinking, he don't know how to do that. Of course he did. He just went in the boot.
It's like we deal with these every single day.
Yeah, strollers are easy.
They are so easy. And I wish sometimes someone told me if you get like an actually really kind of good one that lays flat as well, you can have them from birth.
Yeah.
Like, The only thing that's annoying about shoulders is they can't face you.
True.
So that's the only thing. True. But yeah, I think, so looking at other products, listen, I made a list because me and Lily have loads that we could speak about, but I think we'll go through them to talk about them.
Yeah, and just go through the ones that we thought were the most essential.
Essential, and then ones that we feel like maybe for us they worked, for others they don't, then maybe ones that didn't work for us that might work for others. So a big one that we want to address is the Doona.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, I think this was like one of those ones where I almost wish someone had told me about it before I had Lila.
Yeah.
Because I got it about 4 months in and you got it about 2.5 months, didn't you?
We went to Dubai.
Nelly's been to Dubai twice and Abu Dhabi.
She's travelled, baby.
Yeah.
But that's why, because like in Spain or wherever, you just whack them on your lap. But I thought that, I mean, obviously safety.
Yeah.
She'd be in a car seat, especially at that age. But the Doona's great because you literally, it can be a buggy and then you can, the legs just go like that, whick, and then it's the car seat. To the point where, when we were in Dubai, when Nelly was like 3 months old, I remember being in the mall and we didn't need to go in the lift because we'd literally get to the escalator, press the button, and I saw people's faces. They were like,
what are you doing?
Look at that. They're brilliant. Yeah. They brought out a new one that actually lays flat.
Yes.
So we got the older version really cheap. It wasn't even that expensive.
No. Which are really, like, I would say the older ones are really good for, like, short trips and if you're travelling.
Yes.
But if you know you're going to use it a lot more regularly, especially when they're newborn and they're going to be in it for long periods of time, I would probably say the investment in the lay flat. Because obviously the Doonas are quite... the way that they are, aren't they? They're quite like upright and stuff, so they wouldn't be able to be in them for very long as newborns. But they are so good for, like, you know what, you know, it's even like for me when they're asleep and you just need to nip into the shop, and it's like the idea of like in their car seat, getting them out, getting the big part of the buggy, putting them on the buggy or whatever it is, a nightmare.
Do you know what, I just had like a phase of emotion go across me thinking, I miss that.
I know.
You tried to put Lila in her car seat the other day, didn't you?
Oh, like, we'll put the snippet of the picture.
I've not seen it. You'll have to show it. I'll have
to watch it.
No, I'll show me. But does that not just make you so sad, like how quick it goes?
Oh, it does. Like, I literally...
Now they're in the proper car seats.
Mate, look at this.
Ah.
Can everybody see that? Cut.
Yeah. She actually looks all right in that. Oh, no, do you know what you should do? Compare it to like her coming home photo to now.
Oh, don't. Her coming home photo, her head's like that. Oh my God. You know, sorry, so off topic. You know, I found her hat that she came home in.
Oh.
And I looked at it and thought, was that your head?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, the hat was like this.
Oh.
Like, literally could fit. And I was like, no. And then I thought, well, of course it was that big.
Come out of a vagina. Imagine now. I put Lila's hat on Nelly and Lila yesterday and they loved it.
Yeah. No, honestly, it does. It does bring so much emotion thinking about that.
That literally, like, just when we were talking about the Doona, all in my head I could see was when we'd go to like the beach, remember? And like one of them would be in their proper car seat and then the other one would be in the Doona, which is also a proper car seat. But like, oh, I miss that.
I know. Yeah, but when you say proper car seat, we mean basically the one,
that's
no
attached
wheels
to the stand. Yeah, the one that has no wheels. But the one with wheels is handy.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? I took it to, so we had a friend's birthday in London, didn't we? And Lila was literally like only 3.5, 4 months old. And it was my mum that said to me, Sophia, you have to get that. Like going to London for us, because we live more out in the sticks, going into London's like a bit of a minefield for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not used to it. So having that was just a godsend.
Like for the tube,
both
train.
The girls were in them, weren't they? And like you said, the last thing you want to do is be waiting for the lift in undergrounds and everything.
No.
You just want to get gone, don't you?
Yes.
And it was in summer, it was May, and it
really
was hot.
It was.
Yeah. The only thing that I would find with it, like I said, and it's obviously, everyone will be aware of this as a mum anyway, is it's not that breathable. So I used to find when I take her out, she'd be really quite warm if it was a really warm day.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of monitoring that. Obviously, you use like your little portable fans and stuff. Love those.
Yeah.
It's not the most breathable car seat. But other than that, just for practicality, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can't fault it. So definitely a good investment on that one.
And for your parents as well. You don't have to worry about installing the ISOFIX. You can get an ISOFIX for the Doona.
You can.
But just for our parents, if they had them for the day, so easy.
You can do the old-fashioned seatbelt way. Yeah. That is fully safe, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
It is still allowed to do.
Fact.
Fact. Not made up.
Fact. Not pulled out
Google
our
ass. It. Yeah, Google it. Right, the one that we didn't like is, and again, this is completely like based on just our own experience and opinion. It might have worked for somebody else. Me and Lily both bought, I remember the name, Munchkin.
Munchkin.
The Munchkin Swing.
Swing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Munchkin.
Munchkin, yeah. I think a great brand, but this particular thing just it didn't work for us. It's not that the product itself is not good, no. But for us, it was like it swings by remote, plays white noise. Lila did go in it a few times.
She probably went in it more than Nelly did.
But it just, for me, like it just wasn't what, it didn't really work for what I wanted it to work for. Lila would get upset after like 3 minutes of being in it.
Yeah.
Right? And you felt the
same. And you couldn't really move it because if you picked it up, they'd be swinging.
Yeah.
Like the waltzers.
Yeah.
So whereas the one that we did like was the...
Oh Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, and you could take that with you.
That
anywhere.
Is the best... Like I said in the previous episode, I think we touched on it briefly, I was able to just like put her in that and genuinely have a shower. Yeah. She loved it. She could have sat in there for hours. And then you can also get the little attachment bar that has the first toys. I remember when her and Nelly just
the wooden one.
Figured that out. They started spinning it.
You know, I found that video on my phone as well. Going to Dubai, trying to entertain Nelly was Lila, because she's obsessed with her. So when she was getting ratty, I'd be like, let's look at Lily's. Lily's, Lily's. So then I was flicking up through our group chat all the way up to the day that I had Nelly. And I was reading our conversations. I've completely gone off topic here. But I came across the video of Nelly in Lila's where you, because you got the bar first. I didn't even know there was a bar that came with it.
Yeah.
And remember we put Nelly in it and she was obsessed with that bar.
Oh, honestly, that is really cute. I remember when Lila first spun it as well. I was like, guys,
yay!
She spun it, she knows it's there. Oh my God. That was probably the best thing though about like having Lily when I was pregnant, because obviously Lil's background, for anyone that doesn't know or hasn't watched our previous episodes, is a nurse and she used to work in NICU. So like newborn babies was like your go-to. You just kind of knew it, didn't you? And for me, if I didn't have you, like I genuinely, there's certain things that I'd have been like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to have. But then vice versa, we kind of helped each other out because I'm quite like particular and quite good in organising certain things.
And you're a good researcher, whereas I genuinely think that I went into newborn probably a bit cocky because I was like, I can literally, if I've looked after a baby on a ventilator, I can do this newborn that's not on a ventilator fine.
Yeah.
I found the newborn looking after them easy, not going to lie. But trust me, once I hit 12 weeks, it hit me like a ton of bricks because I was like, this is not easy anymore because this is way out of my, what I'm used to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the hell am I doing with her? What does she need? Like I hadn't even thought about it. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm thinking, how stupid, because you looked after neonatal. So that's babies.
Yeah.
Then I got to 12 weeks and I was like, oh my God, what do I need to help me, Soph? You've done all the researching.
Yeah, but we just help each other out because we're like, oh my God, I bought this and Lila loves it. And you'd be like, what? And
let me try
nine
it.
Nine times out of 10, Nelly would then love it as well.
Yeah.
So Lils would get it for Nelly and vice versa. And we've always done that.
Yeah.
And it's really, really helpful, which is why we wanted to bring this episode to other mums.
To help
like
you.
If you can bounce off each other. And like you'll go along and there'll be mums out there that will find things that we wish we had.
Yeah,
and
tell us.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us the products that you, because we're definitely not done with kids, are we?
No.
Well, I'm not pregnant. Just can we just put that
She's
out?
She's not pregnant and we're definitely not ready for any. I'm talking like we're going to have the baby, we're going to make the babies. But
we might as well. They do get told they're twins.
Yeah.
So we don't know which one it came out of.
But, you know, there might be things that we didn't even know existed.
Yeah, exactly. Like one thing that I know for an absolute fact I would buy this time around is that Nigel carrier.
Yes.
I'm seeing it everywhere. Yes, agreed. I just kind of said about social media giving pressure. However, this product actually looked unbelievable because I was not the best at leaving Lila asleep on her own.
No.
I can fully admit that. I'm happy to admit that because she still sleeps in my bed now.
Yeah.
And I think that one especially, okay, I don't have experience in this, so mums that have two kids or more,
tell us.
Please tell us. But this Nigel carrier looks so good to be able to just, like, newborn babies asleep. You can put it in the bassinet thing in the pram and then just lift them out, put them on the bed. You're not disturbing them.
No.
And that is so brilliant. Whereas I used to think, like, and you know what? It's a bit silly of me because I actually just looked recently. Eye candy, when you've got the bassinet, built.
Yeah.
To put on the buggy. They've now made a stand because you know that's fully sleep safe.
So if you're staying at your mum's for the night, you can literally just take that.
And you can put it on a stand like an ectomy crib.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, why am I only learning this now?
Yeah.
Which was like unbelievable to me, but they are sleep safe. Yeah. So one thing, I mean, of course, I can't speak for that for every buggy. You have to check that.
Yeah.
But I know with eye candy that it is.
Talking of Nigel, Soph and I went to Bicester shopping. I think it was around like Black Friday because it was like winter time. It was freezing. And the carrier that I had, you'd brought the different one by this point, I think, maybe. Nelly was in like a snowsuit. So I'd go into like one of the shops in Bicester and I'd have to undress her because it'd be boiling. I didn't want her to overheat, disturb her. And then when we went outside, I'd then have to put her back in it. Whereas did your grandma get you it?
Yeah. So I asked for it. So I saw it. I think Nigel, we'll check. I'm pretty sure they're a Swedish make.
Yes.
And obviously, I'm going to burp again. What's going on with me?
Listen,
I haven't had sex for like 2 months.
Have you not?
Maybe about a month, I'm not going to lie. I've had a few problems down there, guys. Anyway, that's another
conversation. We'll speak about that on another day.
I'm thinking about pregnancy. Yeah.
Nigel.
So they made a cover that was like a thermal cover with a hood and everything. And
you can take
completely waterproof, snowproof, everything. Because I think Sweden gets super cold in the winter, right? So they're very good with stuff like that. And it's universal. So it goes round every single carrier. So if you've got the carrier in the front, it basically like just comes over. Maybe we'll insert a picture.
Yeah.
And it just literally clips at the back. That's it. Their feet are like in there.
Snuggy snug.
And there's a, fuck's sake. There's a hood. And then you can actually undo the fleece line and you can put it in the washing machine. It was the best thing ever because she was so warm. And you knew she was warm because you could feel her. Couldn't you register in the carrier?
Yeah.
And the going on to carriers, just so you know what we had. I originally, big pressure in John Lewis. Oh, fine, yeah, get the Baby Bjorn one.
Same.
90 odd pounds. It's a mini as well. Mate, she's staying in that for 2 weeks. Like, it is tiny. It only hooks over your shoulders, which, by the way, if anyone knows, and obviously I've got bigger boobs as well, so I already carry a lot of weight here.
Yeah.
That it was the most uncomfortable thing.
On your back.
I could not walk for very long with it. So I ended up doing my research and finding the Ergo Baby.
Yeah.
Which any carrier, by the way, that wraps around your tummy, best thing, because it's distributing the weight from your core.
Yeah.
So, of course, then when you're walking, you don't get that pressure of like, your shoulders are all like this. And remember, I said it to you and you were like, oh my God, this is a game changer.
Well, we went to the Peak. We like to go on like a traditional family holiday every like November.
Yeah.
And we went to the Peak District this time. When we were pregnant, we went to Lake District. Peak District, it was freezing. It was raining. We like going out walking. We like getting the fresh air. And I literally ordered it to an Amazon locker, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I was like, we're walking up these like mountains, whatever they were. It's rocky. The buggy's not working. Right. And it was ideal.
And they're called Ergo Baby. There's two different ones as well. And they are, and they're, again, did I know this, suitable from birth.
Yeah.
And I said to Declan, I swear to God, if I had another baby, I would put her in that all day and walk around and get housework done.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing you don't do when you're newborn. You're like, how do I do all of this at the same time?
Yeah.
And actually, if I had a really good carrier, the sling, you bought a sling,
I bought a sling,
didn't you?
Exactly.
And
really
liked that.
I love the sling. I actually really liked it because I got to a point where absolutely chill out for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But then when Scott needed to start going back to work, I was like, I can't leave all the crap building up in the sink. I'm just not that type of person. I need to get stuff done. Nelly was like attached to me. So I got the sling and it was like game changer. I was washing up. She was right there. I could do everything.
I remember you sending me a video. You were like, so
I've got stuff done.
Look at me, the sling. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then when I bought the Ergo, again, but I did all of this too late. Like it's all of hindsight's a great thing. But I look back and I wish I had that carrier at the start because if I did. But this is the great thing about when you have your first baby, you learn so much. And if you do want to go on to have another one, it really sets you up to think, confidence wise, I know what I would do differently next time.
Yeah.
So hopefully this helps you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, carriers. So Ergo Baby rate, Baby Bjorn one, I do not rate. I rate the brand in general, but that particular carrier, the Mini specifically, no.
No. But it then just, the Bouncer was great.
Yeah, Bouncer was amazing.
Is that the same make? It yeah. is, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bouncer, what I would say though is, Vinted queen over here.
Yeah.
Please look on Vinted, guys, or Facebook Marketplace, whatever, because people are selling them all the time, and the cover that's on there, literally chuck it in the washing machine, comes back out.
Yeah.
They are so good. They are very expensive for what they are. They are extremely fit for purpose, but I would say, especially from a monetary perspective for everyone, because not everyone's the same situation, look on Vinted.
I got mine from there, didn't I? You found me one.
Yeah, I got mine. I got two, because I got one for my mum and one for me.
I'm sure you like managed to bargain me it for like 75 quid. Yeah. And you can take the thing off and wash it.
Yeah.
So,
it doesn't matter. It's secondhand. Exactly.
Smoke-free, pet-free house. That's your boxes that you need to tick.
Yeah, smoke-free, pet-free.
Safe's taught me.
Yes. This is one that you didn't have, but I did, and I rated it so much.
Tell me.
Was the little snuggle bath.
Yes.
So this is, maybe I'll reinsert a picture here so yeah. people know what I'm talking about. But the reason why I really love this is I, particularly in my house, when I bought it, the guy who decided to build it, built this ridiculously stupid big roll top bath in my main bathroom. And it's enclosed, so it's the worst thing for me to try and bend over. It's very deep. And I was thinking, if I have to run this every time, my water bill is going to be climbing. Yeah. I was like, I don't need to do that. And as a newborn, I read something the other day, actually. You don't need to bath them for ages anyway. The vernix on their skin is the best
really
thing.
Good.
You're going to ruin their skin. Like if you put them in the bath within a week, just leave them.
Yeah.
But when you get to the point of wanting to give them a bath, this was brilliant because it has a max fill line of where the water goes. There's like a hump bit in the middle. So essentially when you sit them in it, even at newborn, they can't slip. They can't go anywhere. But you can have that little bath. You can buy a stand for it. So you can put it in the kitchen, wherever like you guys are, that makes it easy. Or you can just sit it on the floor.
Yeah.
But rather than having to break your back going over the bath and trying to like, you know, do the thing when it's their first time. And you know, with newborns, you're probably going to find after a minute they're screaming. You need to get them back out. It was so easy. And they're like 30 quid.
Yeah. You like their mat as well, don't you? Oh, changing mat. Yeah. We saw them at Softplay.
You know why they're so good? So I breastfeed Lila. And if anyone tells you they can't get colic and they don't get gas and you don't need to burp them, bullshit. You absolutely do. Lila was quite a windy baby.
She was.
And she was quite like refluxy and gassy. So I, again, wish I found this sooner, but this changing mat is actually built on an angle.
Yeah.
So they say it's really good for refluxy babies because when you lie them down to do their nappy, normally they're dead flat, right?
Their milk's going like that.
Yeah. This one brings them up. So they're at like a nice angle where hopefully it might actually help them with their gas. But the other thing is it's full rubber, so it never gets freezing cold. So that's one thing with changing mats and newborns.
Cold.
When you lay them down, it's like a shock, isn't it? Because it's freezing.
Yeah.
So they stay warm the whole time. And I suppose when it's on an angle as well, the wee, if
goes
they pee,
down.
It just goes down and pulls
so
at the bottom.
Up to their neck.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's not the cheapest of products. And I'd probably say those ones are a bit harder as well to get secondhand, unless someone's maybe like
been gifted
it new or whatever. Yeah. But I do think something like that is very worth it because I still use it now.
I'd never use Nelly's changing mat.
No.
So I should probably get one of them.
They're so good. They're brilliant. And you can move them anywhere. The only thing is obviously you can't like fold them. They're like a big hard piece of rubber.
Yeah.
But they are durable to take wherever you want to take them. But I just rate it in terms of the fact that it can help with reflux, but also that it's still warm and it's fully like waterproof. They're so good.
Yeah.
Let me have a look at my list, guys.
I just realised the cup matches my shoes, matches my joggers.
Oh, yeah, you're actually matching the whole thing today. Yeah, I decided to wear yellow. First, it is actually yellow. Can you see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Went to Zara, got myself a couple of new tops thinking, yeah, great, maybe these ones won't get ruined by my daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, next to me, Cribs.
Yes.
So I was gonna get the snooze pod.
Yeah, but it didn't fit your bed.
No, it wasn't. That was really funny. Said that it didn't fit your bed. No, what was interesting about it was you said to me before I'd even done my order, because obviously Nelly was here.
Yeah.
You said to me, it's quite small.
It's small. It is small.
And I was like, okay. And the good thing about it being small when they're very little is that obviously it's a lot of space to be put into when you've come out of a womb.
Yeah, when you're so used to being all stapled up.
But I found, I think another of my friends as well had an extra crib and said it was too small, and then she got the maxi cozy one.
Yeah.
And I did, remember I showed you it, because the maxi cozy one is actually quite big for an extra crib. It is very good, and granted, like I said, I found it hard to put Lila in it anyway.
Yeah.
But in terms of if you're that good mum that can put your baby in the next to me crib and that's where they sleep every night. But again.
Guys, come on now.
What is going on?
Declan.
I swear. But you want a bit of room for them to be able to grow. What are you thinking?
Nothing.
But you want a bit of room for them to grow into it.
Yeah.
That is really good. Like, so, so good. Can't fault it. Like,
yeah.
They could be in that for quite a long time and still feel like they've got space, mm-hmm. for sure. Which leads me on to that other one that you told me to get.
Huh? The Purflow? Oh, the sleep nest. The only sleep safe one, because it's got breathable mesh.
And the bottom is breathable too.
Yeah.
So, like...
The snuzz pod. Was it snuzz? No, Sleepyhead, that's not...
Sleepyhead, Doctor. So they are, again, lovely. Everyone takes beautiful photos of their newborns in them.
Yeah.
I was guilty of having one as well.
Yeah.
And you got one as well, didn't you, from John Lewis? They're great to have on the sofa when, like, baby's asleep and you're next to them.
And you're watching them.
And you're watching them the whole time, but they are not sleep safe. So we got the Purflow ones.
Yeah.
Which, again, I got mine on Vinted.
Yeah. Blue.
And... I used to put Lila in that, and actually that nest, because that's another thing you said, that nest didn't fit in the snooze pod.
It didn't.
But the nest fitted in the maxi cozy.
Perfectly. I had to squeeze Nelly's in.
Yeah.
And again, she ended up being in the middle of me and Scott anyway. But
yeah. Yes, Lila, same. But that actually fits in the next to me. So if you're good at putting them in there, but you feel like actually it's quite open, the Purflow fitted beautifully inside of that as well.
And it's sleep safe.
Yes. So I rated that a lot. That nest was brilliant. The only thing I did find, though, is the bottom of it felt quite hard.
Solid. But then I suppose,
But babies, I suppose they don't know the difference, do they?
Yeah.
For us, we'd be like, what the hell is that? But yeah, that is a very, very good product. So I would say Purflow is really good. Maxi Cozy Next to Me Crib, good. I think the snooze pod is good, but I think it's like...
It's just quite small. If you've got a baby that will just lay in it and go to sleep, some babies will, fine. But if you need a baby that's a little bit more cocooned, unfortunately, the Purflow doesn't fit in it.
Yeah. But then, that made me just think about travel cots. Because I went to a mum-to-mum market.
Yes.
Me and Lily spoke about this on one of the previous episodes about, like, you know, how you can find things a bit cheaper and stuff like that. And, I went to one of these mum-to-mum markets, which are brilliant, by the way.
So good,
especially if you've just got, like, 20 quid and you think, I'm just going to go and get a few toys and things like that. So I went in with no expectation, and this woman was selling her Nuna travel cot. And I was like, oh, my God. And she was like, we literally have hardly used it. She had a brand new mattress topper for it, everything. But what blew my mind about it was, being a travel cot, it was like it's off the floor.
Yeah.
Only like a proper cot.
Yeah. Because travel cots, they're right on the floor.
Yeah. Like you're literally basically bending in. Sleep on the floor. You put your mattress in. It was like half up. They are, that was so good. And actually, they're so big as well. By the time it gets to a point of if you've still got a little one in your room, but you want them to maybe like be in a cot because they're too big for the next me crib now.
Yeah.
But you feel like I'm not ready to put them in their room. That is such a good one to get as like an alternative to having to move their whole wooden cot in the room. Because it's so big. I mean, this is dependent on if you have like a very long child. Fine.
Yeah.
Lila's quite small.
Yeah.
But in terms of space, it does provide that. And so I found that was a really good like alternative sometimes for her.
Yeah.
Especially even just with napping.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I got that for like 50 quid.
I remember you telling me that when you get to those mum-to-mum markets, like everyone goes to the front for a couple of stands, but you just march straight to the back. Yeah. And that's where she was stood.
Yeah.
With her Nuna.
It was like, ah.
Her grandkids had never gone in it like a couple of times, hadn't they? Bargain.
Used it. And I was like, this retails at quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But I do think it's worth it for a travel cot, especially like, I mean, I don't know how much you travel. Like me and Lily, this is another one we can talk about, but we go to our mums a lot when you have kids. I basically lived at my mum and dad's, bless them. So, of course, then that's really good.
Yeah.
Because if you want to take it back and forth, that's what I found. And now it lives at my mum's.
I don't know if I said this on the first episode. My brain's not that good. But I was thinking the other day when I was driving, I would go to my mum's and then me and Scott would be driving back, like when Ellie was newborn, and I'd be crying and he'd be like, what is the problem? I just want to go back to my mum.
I know.
And it's so bad because my husband, the father of my child, is in the car. It's just something so comforting about your mum.
It takes a village. I literally saw on Instagram the other day, saw it on Instagram, okay? That, like, for example, in, I can't remember the culture now, maybe in, like, I'm pretty sure it was in, like, Korea or somewhere like that. They actually have it where the mother, like, moves in to their parents' house for, like, 3 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how my mum and dad would feel about that, but moving in. But, like, they literally go and live there for 8 weeks because it's all about looking after the mum.
Yeah.
The mum is the caregiver to the baby. That baby's fine. Like, yeah. Mum can do it. We're the ones that need taken care of.
Yeah.
So when I'd go there, my mum would cook for me. Like, obviously, of course, like, listen, Dex's actually really good at stuff like that. But yeah. It's something about
But it actually takes the pressure off him as well.
It does. It's something about your mum. Yeah. Like, listen, and there's people out there that might not be fortunate enough to have your mum around, and I totally get that. And I could never imagine being in that situation. So, like, props to anyone that's in a situation where they don't have someone like that to be able to go to. For me and Lily, we are fortunate enough to have our mums. And genuinely, other than having, friends like you, I would not have been able to do it without going to my mum. Like, my mum and my dad were like it's like your safety net.
Yeah, I literally would go around there. My dad would have cooked. Mums are geniuses with newborns. Like, there'd be positions that I wouldn't even know I could get Nelly in to get a burp out of her. So I'd give her to my mum. My dad would be like, I've run you a bath. So I'd go out for a nice bath. And then I'd come downstairs and think, I need to sterilise the bottles. And he's done it.
He's done it. I know.
I'm like, I don't want to go home.
But it's true, though. Yeah. It's like we've always said before, it does take a motherfucking village.
Yep.
It does.
Sorry, I made you waffle then, but I don't know why that came into my brain. But I was just like,
it's true though. Like, we are that. Well, that there was that freaking TikTok, so funny, so relatable about TikTok, where it was like me as soon as my husband goes out getting all my stuff,
packing up to my
mum's, because it is so true. Like, it's just the default of where you want to go. Like, I sometimes probably overstayed my welcome, but
never.
But my mum's just like, listen, you know what I mean? Like, it's. I think it's just a default as a woman when you've had a baby.
Yeah, and when Nelly and Lila have babies, come to us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be the grannies.
We're going to be the grannies. But as soon as I saw my mum when I'd given birth, it's so off topic, but this is what we're about. When I saw my mum, I burst out crying.
Yeah.
I'd kind of held it together, I feel like. Yeah. And then I saw my mum. I was like, my mum was like, it's fine. Like, you are allowed to be feeling like this. You've just literally given birth. I was so hard on myself, like, the first 2 days.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like this and I'm not doing this and da da da. My mum was like, Sophia, you've just had a baby. Like, breathe.
Yeah.
And I think there's just something so comforting about your mum, so I totally get why you'd feel emotional leaving.
Yeah. I would. I'd cry. I'd be like, can we go back? Scott's like, hello, I'm here. But I was like,
it's different. Yeah, but it's different.
It is.
Isn't it?
Anyways, next one.
Going back, off topic, back on. This is actually something that a few people wrote into us about, which I thought was interesting because me and Lily both got one. So we can talk about it from two different perspectives. Yes. So we got the owlet sock.
Yes.
I'm going to pass over to you on this because I think you had a good point about you being a nurse.
So I used to say this to the mums that were going home with their babies. So their babies had been born prematurely and these mums' default was to look up at a monitor and the monitor would tell us what their oxygen levels were and what their heart rate was. But obviously we weren't going to send them home in the hospital with a hospital monitor.
No.
However, the owlet sock picks up those parameters. I don't think they're definitely not as accurate as the hospital one, but I just think, and this is what I would say to the parents, get the owlet sock if it's going to make you less anxious. If you are going to be more anxious not being able to see their oxygen levels and their heart rate because they're a baby that's been sick and they've been in hospital and that's all you've known to make sure that they're okay, me being a nurse, that's all I think of, then get one. But if putting it on is going to make you more anxious, don't bother. If that going off, the alarm going off and it's a false alarm, is going to stress you out more, take it off. And that happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah. Because I got one. I would say, I feel, listen, everyone can write into this. I'm interested to know how people feel, but I feel like a lot of people, when they have a baby for the first time, the one thing you always worry about is their sleep.
Yeah.
When they're asleep, are they okay?
Yeah.
So for me, when Lily said she was getting it, at first I thought, Ma, I don't know if I want to see all of that because I'm not sure how that's going to make me feel.
Yeah.
Then I also thought in the same way, actually, it could be really beneficial because my anxiety is through the roof about the idea of her going to sleep and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So, and not that I'm manifesting anything was going to happen wrong. I think that's just a normal anxious feeling of being a new mum.
Yeah,
you're like, 100%. I've got to keep this little human alive.
Being a mum in general.
Yeah, all the time. Even now, and Lila's like 17 months old, mate, I'm like, sometimes. You okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's silly, but sometimes I'm like, oh, she's fine. Or like on the camera, I'll literally look so closely. I'm like, I can see her belly. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing there. No. She's in a complete open space. But yeah, you just check. So I got one, and I don't know how old Lila was. I was putting it on quite a bit. Mate, one night, I was literally had her in my arms. She was fine. And it just went off. But the sound...
What is the song? It's,
is it Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
No.
Oh, it's... There's a nursery rhyme that comes on very loudly when the sock gets disconnected. But no, that was not the noise. It was like a full-on alarm, like as in basically that something's not right. And I, of course, didn't think I would ever hear that. And just, and like, disclaimer, Lila was absolutely fine. I literally looked at her for a minute and I started crying. I was like, are you okay? And the alarm was so bad, I flicked it. I was like, no way.
Never again.
Like, never again. To be fair, though, saying that, she had a bit of a cold for like the first time a few months ago, which was kind of a bit new to me. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to put her sock on. So I did actually use it.
When she was ill.
Yeah. And I think it's great for that, especially if they've like had a temperature for the first time and stuff and you want to make sure, you know, that everything's okay. I do think it's good for that. But yes, it did put me off when she was little because the alarm went off. And after hearing that noise, I was like, I think I'm just going to be better without it.
Yeah.
But equally, it's a good investment because you get 3 or 4 different size socks when you buy it.
Yeah.
So you can keep using it.
And I've seen things on TikTok where people have said like their baby literally went blue and unresponsive. And if it wasn't for the sock, they'd have never realised. Yeah. And then God forbid what would have happened. So I just think, like I would say to any parent of a baby that I'd looked after when they're being discharged, if it is going to make you less anxious, have it.
Yeah.
If it's going to make you more anxious, don't do it.
But like someone wrote into us about it and they said, you know, even around like the SIDS thing and stuff, just like you said, it is an amazing thing in terms of the fact that because it is tracking the oxygen levels and it is so loud when it goes
off. There's no way you're like, missing that.
Exactly. There is no way. So from that aspect, because I think you told me another story about someone that if they hadn't had it as well, they wouldn't have actually realised their child was quite ill.
Yeah.
And they took them to the hospital. So they were like, the metrics are off on this. Like, heart rate was too high.
My cousin. The heart rate was really high. So they took Ivy to the hospital and she had really bad tonsillitis.
There you go. So there's two different sides of it, I think. But I do think it is a great investment. And to be honest, I would say, like Lily said, even if you think it's going to make you anxious in the start, but you buy it from when they get a bit bigger and you're a bit more used to the sleep. It is great for that because if they are ill and they're like 17 months old or 2 years old or we have a friend.
Yeah, Scott's 30th. We stayed in this house, didn't we? And we all stayed there with our kids and everything. And the little boy Cash, he was 4, I think. Mm. And Emma still puts it on him now.
Yeah. And
or maybe he was 3.
Yeah. But. And it is good. It's really good for that.
But so the camera's crap.
Oh yeah,
the camera is so overpriced.
You have to connect it to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's
if your Wi-Fi is low, which mine was at the start. Oh, literally, and then like trying to connect it, like it's got to like pick up a QR code on your phone, and if it doesn't bleep or whatever, it's just from that side of things really let down by that. So I bought a Hello Baby one. It was £50 on Amazon, and actually it's because I got like a voucher and there was something else that came off. It was meant to be like £100. And the Wi-Fi thing, some people say it's better to not have Wi-Fi because people can hack the
into
Wi-Fi
them.
Now
weirdos.
Yeah, I know. So that was really good. You just literally plug it in, you've got a separate monitor because you used to have the Owlet camera on your phone, which again, if your phone's dying, You've got nothing else. So the screen just sits there, plays music and all sorts if you want to. The camera, you can move the camera from the thing. Easy as anything. That was a game changer for me and I still use it now.
Yeah.
And so I would say, in terms of like with cameras, I don't think you need to go above and beyond spending like an absolute fortune on a camera.
No way.
As long as it has, they're fit for purpose and you have like a separate monitor to it, I would say, because having your phone is a nightmare. If you want to be scrolling through, chilling on an evening when your baby's gone to bed,
yeah,
the last thing you want to know is if your phone is picking up the Wi-Fi correctly,
yeah,
that there's no delay or glitching and that your phone's not going to die.
Now, I remember we'd be in the kitchen cooking, Nelly'd be asleep. Scott would be like, she's crying. And I'm like, she's not. And he's like, she is. And then lo and behold, come through on my phone. And I was like, fuck.
Late.
Before I knew it, he's at the top of the stairs.
Exactly. And if you buy one of the monitors where you can plug in and go, you can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
Whereas when we went to the house, the girls were quite little then. We tried to take the outlet cameras and they would not connect.
I spent, like one of the nights, I'd actually spent most of the evening in the room with Nelly because I couldn't.
You couldn't leave her.
I couldn't leave her.
No.
Because the house was huge. It was huge. Like a big party house. It was Scott's 30th. There was a pool and a hot tub outside. There was no way I could be out there with her in the house because I just didn't know what was going on.
We took turns to keep running up and checking both of them, come back down, running up, checking both of them. And it was like, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was stressful. And so I was like, no. So the outlet camera is not good for traveling either.
No.
Like, absolutely not. It's so hard to connect to a different Wi-Fi.
I can never connect it.
No. I couldn't either. It was a bloody nightmare. So yes, on that note, outlet sock, very good on two parts of it, but also like Lily said, if it's going to make you more anxious, maybe something that you don't get.
Yeah.
But the camera.
Bollocks.
Yeah. Oh, you know what one? You've said this to me before. The black and white and like pinky, or they come in different colours, the piano mat.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's got the black and white for the sensory, the things that hang down, so when they're newborn, they can just see in black and white. That's perfect. Then when they start kicking, they can kick the they hit the piano, and it makes a sound. And then when they're sitting up, you can detach the piano from the mat and they can sit there and actually play for it. That was a game changer.
That was so good. I remember you got it and I was like, what is that? And you know, because when I had...
What was the song? The monkey?
Yeah.
What is that song? And then when it started going out of battery, it would only play the monkey.
Oh my God. I need to like get it back up and play it.
Yeah.
That was so good. But again, like I remember feeling like when I came over, I was like...
What is this?
Am I supposed to have toys already? Like, what am I meant to be? Yeah, so and then you gave Lila, Lila was only like 2 weeks old. Lily put this like black and white thing in front of her and she loved it, didn't she?
Yeah, she was like.
And she was like, what? And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm such a bad mum.
No, that was the fold up. There was the piano one, but then there was that fold up mat as well. That was the one we put her under and you changed her nappy under it and she was just like.
Yeah, I was changing her nappy because, oh my God, she hated it. And I remember doing that and I was like, oh my God. And then I thought, am I a really bad mum? Like, why have I not bought things like this? So this is, again, don't feel the pressure.
No.
Like, this is hopefully will help you guys. But any, like, little mats, like you said, like that, or the piano mat with anything hanging over it, definitely get from, like, the get-go.
Yeah, don't bother with the beige ones.
No, they don't do anything.
They're comfy and they look nice in your living room, but the baby's bored.
100%, because you got that one from mamas and papas.
Did the penguin one.
I've got that too.
Yeah, a penguin or something like that. Yeah, pointless. Nelly liked the black and white one.
The garish.
The pink one.
The pink.
Bright pink.
Oh yeah, I'm never going to buy any of these garish colours to not match my house. Let me tell you, mine is covered.
Yep.
Covered. So yeah, don't feel pressure on that. I have all the wooden toys. I mean, I've got wooden toys, but you're never going to be able to have all of those. We've spoken about all that. Oh. Love to dream swaddle.
Yeah.
I hate, so Lil's used to try and help me with this with Lila because Lila specifically, when she was newborn, she had a really big startle reflex,
she did.
A lot, didn't she? She would really go like this. So I was learning over time that I really needed to help her feel somewhat cocooned.
Yeah.
She was very like handsy and stuff as well. She literally came out of my womb with her hands in her mouth. Do you remember I saw the picture? She's still like that now. She likes to grab my finger like this when she's going to sleep as comfort.
Yeah.
So I need to do something with her hands. And I remember saying to Lily, doing the like straight jacket thing.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. She didn't really like it. Some babies love it, don't get me wrong, especially if you're good at doing it from the start.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So I remember you telling me about the love to dream swaddle. And it's like the natural butterfly shape because they fall asleep. I see the hands in the air. So it just kind of cocoons them in that shape. but they can still actually bend their arms round and move, which is what I really liked about it.
Yeah.
Nice thin material. When I bought that, and I bought again, probably could have bought it earlier, but when I bought that, she slept so well.
Yeah.
The startle reflex was so much less. Like, she kind of go to do it, but because it's tighter and she's not in like open air, I just found that so, so useful.
It's because when they're inside you, if they kick out, they hit your
belly.
Tummy.
Well, yeah.
So then it's that nice secure thing to push back on.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's not there, they're like, what the
fuck? Where's your belly gone?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what am I Where kicking am out I? To? Yeah. And it's a nice, like, stretchy, tight, like material, like a cotton breathable material.
Yeah.
They've got different thicknesses as well, obviously, depending on the weather that it is.
Yeah.
But they are, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
So very, very good. I think. Oh. Do you know, actually, well, one I wanted to mention, I feel like this is a bit of a controversial one because some people would say, oh, I'm not sure about it because they can get injury about walkers. Do you remember like when babies were going walkers? Yeah. Because Nelly had one, didn't she? And Lila and Nelly were both, in the eyes of, I'd probably say, when you're walking, a bit, the average age is about 12 months, yeah. Isn't it? Nelly was sort of around 10 months and Lila yeah. was 11 months.
Yeah.
And they had, but before that, for quite a long time, they were like pulling themselves up. Like yeah. Nelly was like taking steps and things. And I feel like, especially for me with Lila, I got one of the round walkers.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't know about them compared to, like, obviously you get the square ones, but the round ones literally let them move naturally in every single
direction.
And I used to put Lila in it every single morning in the kitchen when I would need, when she got to about 6 months, I would say. Obviously, they need to be like fully holding their head and everything,
yeah.
like
yeah.
strength from that side. And it would enable me to get things done.
Yeah.
She'd start whizzing around the kitchen. And I am convinced that is what then really helped her to just do her steps on her own.
Yeah.
She was just like, by the time she came out of that, and I remember one of my friends saying to me, oh, I didn't think about putting my child in them because I thought like they can cause problems with their legs and injury. And I thought, no, like if anything, she was, when she started walking, she was doing a step in front of each other.
Yeah.
And I think because she got that rhythm with using the walker, but they don't stop them. They don't make them just go forward and back. The round ones just kind of let them drift
yeah.
in whichever direction. That was so good. And I just got mine secondhand.
Yeah.
But I thought they were really, really good.
Yeah.
So I would say walkers can be good when your baby's like fully holding themselves up. Strength is there.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why it keeps going out that way. And they liked the jumper roux. Can you remember that?
Oh my God.
Lila especially, she was like a ballerina.
That was
Have you got a video of it?
Yeah.
Her legs.
She was, it was like, I need to find it. We'll have to like, I don't know if we can put like a video up. And she would literally like
plies.
It was like plies, wasn't it? Yeah. And she'd get so excited.
Yeah.
They were brilliant, the jumperoos. And it was like, we got one that was like a
black and white
rainforest, like black and white with a bit of colour.
Yeah.
And it would have like the hanging things, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And you could put, I didn't realise until you showed me, you could put it on the different levels. So as they got taller, you can lift
grow
it.
Up with it. But the only thing I would say to people before anyone comes to me for jumperoos, they're only supposed to be in them for like a maximum of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because of their joints and stuff, fine. But genuinely, like, even if it's just a bit of fun for 5 or 10 minutes from them.
Or so if it just enables you to go for a poo.
Yeah.
Or to bloody wash up. Or unload the dishwasher. It just buys you 5 minutes.
That's it. That is it.
Then get them out.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. Now it's down in the shed. Sad times when you start putting things down.
Oh, I know.
You know, and you're like, too small for that, too small for that. Clothes. How many fucking bags of clothes? One thing I would say off product with clothes is, like, the amount of clothes, you know, that we've got in suction bags that are going in the loft is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, I would even say, like, I don't think you need to get, like, an absolute... I mean, obviously, people love buying you stuff when you're pregnant, so fine.
Yeah.
But, like, for your own sanity and yourself, you don't actually have to buy that much. Again, right. I felt so much around, like, I've got to get this, got to get that, got to get this, got to get that.
Yeah.
Half the stuff, they shit in.
Well, you showed me yesterday, you were like, look at this. And it was the first ever... Brown suit that you brought from John Lewis. It still had the tag in it. She didn't even wear it, did she?
No.
Mad.
Yeah.
Well, we can literally talk on and on about products, but
yeah.
The point is, there's so much to choose from. Go to the baby appointments, go to the baby shows, try stuff out, do your research. Don't feel pressured to have the most expensive pram or high chair or bounce or whatever. Do what works for you and your baby. And the beauty of Vinted is if you buy something and your baby doesn't like it, stick it on Vinted, get something else.
Yeah. And someone else will be so appreciative of that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely, like Lily said, second that. And when you go to your baby appointment, don't feel like you need to know it all either.
No.
Or feel overwhelmed.
Like flip the switch and go, you tell me, honey, what do I need?
Yeah. You talk to me. I'm pregnant for the first time, bitch.
Yeah, like, tell me, what do I need?
The second time, you know, I'm sure there's mum's second time that like
double
shit.
Buggies.
Oh, man.
My cousin's having that issue at the minute. She doesn't know which one to go
Bugaboo
for.
Bugaboo donkey.
Bugaboo donkey.
Apparently, that's unbelievable.
Shalice?
Yeah.
Bugaboo donkey.
She's about to have another baby too, and that's what she got.
Oh.
Mm. I mean, it's massive. Because that's the thing.
Is it wide or on top of each other?
Wide.
Fine.
But the thing is, that's the thing people forget. Awful, by the way. Actually, this is a whole other expense itself. Because I had a little Audi A1 when I was pregnant with Lila. I had to change my car.
Because you couldn't get the buggy in it.
No way. There was no way I was getting that in the car. No freaking way. And I know people make it work, absolutely. But that is one thing you have to check when you buy a buggy.
Will it fit in your boot?
Because if it doesn't, that's a whole stress in itself. And I definitely, I mean, I was due, guys, don't get me wrong. Like, I didn't have the money to suddenly go, I'm going to get rid of my car and get new. I was due one anyway, luckily. But if you are in a situation where you have a smaller car, just ensure you're going for one that you can fit in your boot. Because that is one thing where some of them are just so not car friendly. No. And they need to be.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to take that with you everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing. But anyway.
We
could waffle on forever. We love you all. Thank you for all the support so far, by the way.
Yeah, amazing.
We hope you know, find this helpful. And
see you next time.
Is this episode 4?
Yeah.
Episode 5.